We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos. We begin Siman Resh Nun Tes, just to point out one ha'ar from yesterday when we discussed warming up something like a baby bottle of milk in hot water. We said that it would be an issue if it could get to Yatzel Lettuce Bowl, even if it is not completely submerged. That is only going to be true in a Kli Rishon, but if it's in a Kli Sheni, it will be okay. Siman Resh Nun Tes Sif Aleph, Mochin, Perish Kol Davar Rach, Kari Mochin, Kagon Semer Gefen, Utli Sheik Semer, Rach Shal Behema Ugriyas Begadim Bluim. So this material of Mochin, such as cotton, Shetaman Behem Derech Mikre, if you were matmin with it occasionally, you just happen to be matmin with it, Aser Latatalan, you cannot move this material anymore because it is muksa. Elamin nair hakisu vehinoflos. If you want to get the pot out, you want to get the stuff off the pot, which you are matmin, then you just shake the cover of the pot and the mochin falls off. Ukugon shemiksasa magula. This is only talking about where part of the pot is able to be touched. Shein za tilta elamitzido, because this is not considered to be tiltal muksa. Since you are just knocking it off without touching it, this is tiltal menatzad, which is mutter. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason that this material is muksa, mochin, is because staman chashuvan hein, they are something which is chashav, and a person is makse daito mehen. He decides that he is not going to use it at all, and therefore it becomes muksa, machlas chesron kis, because you will not use it for any other purposes, so therefore it is muksa, and it is aser b'tiltal. And this din is only true if it was derech mikra, if you just happen to use it this time. But if it's something which you always use to be matmim with, then Mishnah Berurah explains it loses its shame muksa, even if you are not miyached it clearly for hatmana purposes. The Bach says that even doing it twice is good enough to make it lose its muksa status. Continue with the Mechaber. Im yichtan lakach, if you were miyached it, you set it aside that you were going to use this for hatmana purposes, mucha latatulan, now it loses its shame muksa since you were miyached it. Mishnah Berurah explains you have to miyached it on Erev Shabbos. You cannot be miyached it on Shabbos itself in order for it to lose its shame muksa. And the Mishnah Berurah also says that yichud is enough to be done b'machshava, just thinking that you want to use it on Shabbos, and for it to no longer be muksa. You do not need to say it beferish. In the Shaar Tzion, he discusses whether this is true or not, but that is what the Mishnah Berurah assumes, that yichud can be done with machshava alone. You do not need to do it bepeh. You do not need to state clearly that you are being miyached. Continuing in the Mechaber, aval im nesana im taman begizei tzemer, if as opposed to mochen you use gizei tzemer, afilu lo yichnal kach matol tatlan. These are not muksa, because they are not as chashav as mochin, so therefore just using it, explains the Mishnah Berurah, is enough for it to be considered yichud. So even though both mochin and gizei tzemer are muksa, mochin you would need to be miyached it completely in order for it to lose its shame muksa, whereas gizei tzemer, just using it once, is enough for it to lose its shame muksa. It is as though you miyached it, since it is not chashav, it takes less in order to be miyached it. Continuing in the Mechaber, v'hanimili stam gizin she'en oldim l'schor, this is only true about that material which is not meant to be sold. Avalim nesanam la'otzer l'schor, but if you already set it aside into your warehouse to be sold, tzrichin yichud, then it becomes more chashav, and therefore it becomes more a higher level of muksa, and therefore in order to uproot that muksa, it would not be enough to just be toming with it once, rather you would need the specific yichud that you need by mochin. V'im taman behem below yichud, if you use it and we're not miyached it, minar hakisu v'hinoflos, and you have to shake it off because you can't touch it because it is aser tiltal. You could touch the kisui, the cover of the pot, which is a torus kli, so it's not muksa. V'yafu b'sheim aleha, and even though the gizei tzemer, which is muksa, if it was l'schora, it is muksa, and you are putting it on top of the pot cover, and therefore one might think that the pot cover becomes a basis, and you would not be allowed to move the pot cover either, says the Shulchan Aruch, lo naseis basis, and it does not become a basis for it. The Mishnah Berurah explains that something only becomes a basis for something else if it is being mishamesh, the other thing. I put a wallet down on my bed, the bed becomes a basis because I am using the bed for the wallet. But here I am not using the pot cover for the mochin, rather the mochin is being used for the pot. So therefore the pot cover cannot become a basis for the mochin, and therefore it will not become a basis. And therefore you can shake the pot cover in order to get the mochin off, even though in general by a basis it becomes a real basis would become muksa, and you would not even be able to shake off the muksa item from it.